This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
The pandemic sweeping across the country has changed how we live, where we eat, where we can go, and how we exercise. With gyms closed and the weather warming up, many are running outside, but not racing. One after another, athletic events have been canceled. Shemaine Mills reports how the pandemic is changing an industry which depends on people being able to congregate and spend disposable income.
Running isn't just exercise, it's a business for those who put on events that draw participants, corporate sponsors, and crowds. There were no cheers or clanging cowbells this spring. It's a time runners normally look forward to because it kicks off the racing season. But this year's season got off to a false start. Events were delayed or canceled because of a prohibition on gatherings of 10 or more. That meant the Milwaukee Marathon was a no-go. Laura Daly was ready to run, but didn't.
I trained for it, and I had this sort of, you know, mixed reaction. But ultimately, it was relief because I really didn't want to feel kind of peer pressure to do something that I knew probably was not safe.
There was a virtual race. It allowed people to use a fitness app to time themselves as they ran the course, but not with others.
Kind of thought, okay, I don't know that I want to be out there by myself running 26 miles, socially distanced. Right, and not able to probably, you know, access help or running in a crowd like I normally would be if I got hurt, and then exposing myself to, you know, to a virus.
It isn't just the participants that lose out when an event doesn't go off as planned. Ryan Richards is with Race Day Events in Madison.
We've already lost a lot of money. We've furloughed all of our employees. We're struggling financially, absolutely.
Furloughed employees are now back on the job, but 8 Race Day events were called off this spring, including the iconic Crazy Legs Classic, a fundraiser for UW-Madison Athletics. The 8-kilometer race draws elite college runners and couch potatoes alike.
2 months after meeting my now fiancé, Rocky, I had asked him if he wanted to do Crazy Legs. Because we were still in like our, you know, first few months of dating, he was like, sure, yeah, I'll do that. But he's not a runner.
That's Rachel Kreif. She was also signed up for the canceled Milwaukee Marathon.
There's a few positives, I think, that came out from doing a virtual race as opposed to doing one in person. And one of those was that I was able to start with and finish with my fiance and our dogs, which you don't get to do in a normal race.
Very little is normal right now as Wisconsin and other states try to limit a disease they don't want to spread further. Thousands of races across the country have canceled or rescheduled, says Running USA director Rich Harshbarger.
Yeah, this is unprecedented. Definitely weather has been an impact in the event industry, you know, for forever. And you have various insurance policies and backup plans and things for, you know, to handle those things. But, a pandemic, an epidemic, an outbreak, whatever you want to, you know, however you want to classify things, really is unprecedented.
Tourism relies in part on destination races where people are willing to travel for their sport. They can't do that now. That could add to declines racing has already seen over the last 5 years, says Harshbarger.
The demographic remains highly desirable. Mostly female, mostly young, mostly educated, high disposable incomes. So from a sponsorship standpoint, it's still desirable, even though the numbers have declined slightly over the last 6 years.
Running USA says 17.6 million people participated in a race last year in the U.S., and people will continue to run. But the pandemic could be a tough hurdle to overcome, even for an industry that thrives on challenge. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.